Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Atav Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagraja Tam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Narita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna. Now I speak in English, which everyone can understand, but as it was advertised that I would speak in Bengali, I did. Amader kotha moddhe khubi sombhob onek bhul truti chilo. So, apnara doya kore khoma korun shei sokaler jonno. Actually, I don't speak in Bengali much these days because... I'm mostly in the Hindi-speaking part of India. I mostly speak Hindi now in India. And do you know why? I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not blowing much, but I read in Bengali the spiritual literature. So we get all good words from there. If you read these books, your own Bengali will improve. And you'll feel connected with the great culture. Nowadays, Bengali culture, West Bengal, what is it? It's either Bam Front or Trinamool. And what's that culture? It's not high culture. It's actually, I don't like to say, but it's very... Parashpar hingsha hoy. High culture hache adveshta sarva bhutanam. Kisi ko dvesh nahi karna. So, this is a much better culture. You please study this. There's nothing in the world to compare with Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nothing in the whole world. The British, there was one Lord... Well, I was born in Britain also. My forefathers. Well, we can say my forefathers, but actually we're from the common class. And in the British, they were not only exploiting the whole world, but it wasn't the British, it was just the aristocratic class. So one Lord Macaulay, he said, it's on record, that one shelf of books from any European library is better than all the shastras and all that India has produced. They're very envious, actually. But there's no knowledge to compare with this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was the guru of our Srila Prabhupada, towering figure. What words can you use in his own right? He read Chaitanya Charitamrita 108 times, and Chaitanya Bhagavat also. Even reading it one time, he could remember everything, because he was Shrutidha. Shrutidha means you hear once, you know everything, you remember everything. But he said the time will come when the people of the world will learn Bengali to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now you may say, well, what's the need? Now it's translated in English. But still, the Bengali has its own sweetness. It has its own sweetness, and the feel of it you'll get. You won't get the same feel in English because, as you were saying, it's a round language. It's very sweet. Shune mishti lagi. English is practical language, you can say, for the world. But shei kotha bola theke amra kichu mishti pai na. We don't get any sweetness just from speaking. Of course, the political rallies. I remember Calcutta in the 70s and 80s. There's so many. The Bam Front, that was the so many rallies. Amader dabi manto hobe, manto hobe, manto hobe. Whatever, whatever the dhabi is, that our demand must be fulfilled. We demand. But bhakti is just the opposite. They have these huge rallies, hundreds of thousands of people coming together, all shouting and screaming. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is just the opposite. We don't demand anything. We're simply begging Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give us a drop of your mercy. It's humility as compared to our demand. You must do what we say. And the whole mood is very frightening, actually. I know I remember from the 1970s, we would go for distributing these books to, we would wait outside the factories for the people to come out in places like Durgapur and Asansol, and people would come and they'd be very interested to look at the books. And then, I'm not making a political speech here, I'm just speaking from my experience. Then communist leader would come out and shout, get out of here, you don't take these, and they'd all walk away out. They were interested, people wanted to take the books, but out of fear, they all left. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are not teachings of fear, they're teachings of actual love, and that is very very beautifully expressed in Bengali language. It's Bengali language is meant for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. It's the perfect medium for that. So even though it is available in English, still, it's very sweet to read the original Bengali. And actually all the languages. Like, your language is Telugu, is it? Or Kannada? Telugu. So all these languages, the glorious literature, all these languages, the glorious literature is the bhakti literature. Whether it's Telugu or Kannada or Tulu, there's so much in Tulu from Madrasa. You probably in Bengal, people never even heard of Tulu. That's a language of southwest India. So much praise of Krishna from the Madhva Sampradaya. Hindi, the most famous book is Ramcharitmanas. Probably still today, it's the most famous book. Although it's not modern Hindi, but still. I was just in Rishikesh during the, there was that Navaratri, and there were so many people that were reciting this Ramcharitmanas, still today. So in all the languages, and of course Sanskrit, there's no comparison. There's so much literature in Sanskrit. But all these languages, they're just meant for communicating this very high philosophy and very high culture. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are Premapumarto Mahan. Love, pure love for Krishna, is the highest culture. So that's needed in the world today. What do you think? It's needed in the world in all times, places, and circumstances, especially at the day, present time. This is required. But at the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, often he's thought of as a sentimentalist. That he's just singing and dancing, but he was a great teacher also. His teachings are firmly based on the Vedic knowledge. So, along with Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can study Gita and Srimad Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavat is the full exposition of Vedanta philosophy. We often hear talk of Vedanta. Usually people who talk about Vedanta, they haven't got a clue what Vedanta is about, but they just like to say Vedanta. If you say Vedanta, it makes you sound like you know something. Makes you sound intellectual. But actually Vedanta is... it's Vedanta, that is... When people speak of Vedanta, they usually mean Vedanta Sutras. Another name for that is Brahma Sutras. So the topic is Brahma, what the absolute reality. And the beginning of the Vedanta Sutras is Atato Brahma Jignasa. Now, or therefore, we should inquire about Brahma. Therefore, in the context of all that goes before it, it's Vedanta, the end of the Vedas, is that all that goes before this is discussion of dharma, artha, and karma. Dharma, yeah, everyone understands what it means and doesn't understand what it means. It's one of those words. There are many words like that, actually. Like, love is another word. Everyone knows what it means, but no one understands what it means. We have a general idea of what it means, but what it actually means, there are many, all abstract terms. If you try to define them precisely, it becomes very difficult. Such as intelligence. Everyone knows what intelligence means. Can you define it? It would be a very difficult job. It's a very deep philosophical and scientific endeavor to try to, and probably no two people would agree on what actually it means, if you think about it deeply. So, atato brahmaji. Then what is that Brahma that is described in Vedanta Sutras? That janmadyasya yataha. So this is all derived. This Vedanta Sutras, they're all based on Vedanta. Vedanta means the Upanishads. So these first two sutras, they are based on a section of the Taittiriya Upanishad. This yatova imani bhutani jayante jena jatani jivanti yad prayatya bisang vishanti tad vijigyasasva tad brahmeti. So these two first sutras of Vedanta Sutra are derived from this statement that says that janmadyasya yataha, that is the expression of that from which everything emanates, that in which everything exists, that into which everything enters, tadvijigyasasva, that is the proper subject of inquiry, that is Brahma. So this is the subject matter of Vedanta Sutra. What is the nature of Brahma? How to approach all these things. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the full, clear exposition of Vedanta Sutra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are based on Srimad Bhagavatam, which itself is the explanation of the highest teachings of the Vedas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's chanting Hare Krishna. He's not, as is often misunderstood, simply a sentimentalist. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was considered to be a sentimentalist by some great scholars of his time. But then when he sat down and spoke with them, they found out that he knew, he could understand much better than they did the teachings of Shastra. And the teaching of Shastra is ultimately to worship Krishna in love and chant Hare Krishna. So if someone is a sentimentalist, then let them come and chant Hare Krishna. And if you want to discuss philosophy, then we can go on. It might take many lifetimes. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavang mang prapadyate. After many lifetimes of being a philosopher, someone might surrender to me. So either way, either we take to it directly or we go through all philosophy, but ultimately we have to chant Hare Krishna. Of course, those who like to chant Hare Krishna, it's beneficial for them to also study the teachings of Gita and Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, because sentiment in itself is not a very strong basis. We might feel some sentimental attraction to Krishna, and then because that's not on a very strong basis, we might feel a sentimental attachment to a dog or a cat or anyone or anything else. If we don't understand that Krishna is the ultimate object of love, he is not an ordinary person. It is he who, not only do we like to worship, but we should. We are duty-bound, dharma, it is the dharma, jiveshu rupoi krishna nitya das. It is our very constitutional propensity to serve Krishna. Unless we understand these things, then we're likely to be pulled again into maya, into illusion. If we don't differentiate using the intelligence that we have in the human form of life, if we don't differentiate between, I was using those words, prakrita and aprakrita, between that which is material and spiritual, then we may take Krishna to be also material, or we may take that which is material to be spiritual. Oh, there's another word which is very much misunderstood, spiritual. Is that the most misused word in the English language? There are many misused words. Love, compassion, humanitarianism. These are the main reasons wars are fought these days in the name of humanitarianism. That's the excuse. Because we want to show that we're good people. So when we do bad things, we make an excuse for it. So spiritual is a very much misunderstood word. Srila Prabhupada, who is the, of course, the great representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he took great pains, he went to great lengths to repeatedly teach his followers and anyone else who cared to listen the difference between spiritual and material, which is the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita, that matter, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, these, that verse I quoted during the Bengali section, that is mundane, that is temporary. That all the formations of matter are temporary. This body is formed of matter. It is temporary. It won't stay. But I and you and Krishna are spiritual. We are all eternal. So that which is material, that has a beginning and an end. That which is spiritual is permanent. Nasato vidyate bhava, na bhava vidyate sataha. That which is sat by its very nature, it is eternal. That which is asat, by its very nature, by definition, it is temporary. So we could say that the whole of spiritual, the whole spiritual endeavor is to turn our attention away from asat towards sat. Maya means to be attracted to that which is asat. And spiritual means to know the difference between matter and spirit and to understand that although our consciousness at the present time is absorbed in matter, our real benefit is to be absorbed in spirit. And Krishna is the supreme spirit. So this teaching, Srila Prabhupada again and again and again, tirelessly repeated this, that we are not the body. Even if I say to you, you're Bengali, that's not actually true. No one's Bengali. No one's non-Bengali. Because these are bodily designations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one sense we can say Bengali, but in the full sense, in the truest sense, although he appeared in Bengal, he is transcendental to all such designations, as we are also. Although, conventionally, we require to make such distinctions. This is an American, this is an Indian, that's required in the world. This is male, this is female, this is boy, this is man. We require to make such distinctions. But on the spiritual platform, no one is, in the material sense, male or female or American or non-American or even human or non-human. The cats and dogs and butterflies and snakes and trees, they're also living. The bodies are formed of matter, but the jiva, the spirit, is of the aprakrita or spiritual nature. So Srila Prabhupada made this point again and again and again, and again and again and again made the point that the whole of human civilization since time immemorial is based on the mistake of considering the body to be the self. And at the present time, it's put the mistake, the mistaken premise is much exacerbated, that we take the gratification of the senses to be the goal of life with no checking. That means that previously, in traditional societies, certainly people would pursue sense gratification. That means trying to see things that we like to see, trying to hear things that we like to hear, trying to eat things that we like to eat. So that is there in human civilization, but there used to be some checking factor. For instance, sexual gratification is accepted as central point of human society. There wouldn't be any human society without it. But there's a checking factor. The checking factor is that that should be within the sacrament of marriage. In every religious system recognizes that marriage is required for sexual union, and outside of marriage, that is sinful. So that's a checking factor which regulates society. But in the modern age, the lack of belief in God or lack of acceptance of religions leads people, of course, this is a simplification, but leads people to think that, well, we don't need any checking, we don't need any religion, we can just gratify our senses to any extent. And this is the downfall of human society. It becomes more and more degraded. We think that, or in the modern West, we think that the more we increase our opportunities for sensual enjoyment, the better our society is. But actually, from the true spiritual understanding, the worse it is. Because human life is meant for spiritual understanding. And spiritual understanding is blocked by sinful life. If we even say the word sin nowadays, many people become upset. But there is a difference between what is right and what is wrong. So all these things are taught in Shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, they certainly, that is the prem, love of Krishna, that is the ultimate goal of life. But we have to start somewhere. We can't just take a pole vault into prem. We are in the position where we are absorbed in kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. That's mundane desire, mundane anger, mundane greed, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, illusion, pride, and envy. So some purification is required. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that also. By chanting the holy names of Krishna, the first effect is chito darpana marjanam. The consciousness becomes purified. Consciousness becomes purified means it becomes free of all these lower vigs. What's the word? This urges, lower urges. So it's a very great philosophy and way of life. So I can request you to please. You're very fortunate to have the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So please take it up in your life very seriously. Be blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Be happy in his happiness. He's come to give us the happiness of Krishna Bhakti. Very easy, very simple, very joyful. Singing the names of Krishna is very joyful. Taking Krishna Prasad is very joyful. Worshipping Krishna is very joyful. In modern life, we have all kinds of gadgets, but there's no joy. There's a lot of stress. No joy. Joy, it means, of course, there are different words for happiness, but joy, the word joy gives the sense of innocent happiness, in which there's no underlying bad motive. One can be happy by exploiting others also. That's one kind of happiness. Just like in sport, you become happy if your team wins. That means you beat the others. You become happy in the unhappiness of others. But joy means there's no bad motive. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us this, the joy of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question, please? Hare Krishna. Often devotees say Hare Krishna, and I always tell them that's the answer. What's the question? Ultimately, that's the answer. But to understand that, we may have to ask many questions. To understand that the answer to all questions is Hare Krishna, we may have to ask many questions. And when you finish answering all questions and you're fully satisfied, then Hare Krishna. And to understand why Hare Krishna is the answer to all questions, you have to chant Hare Krishna. You may not understand fully why, but we have to start the sadhana.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, Maharaj, I just wanted to know, as you mentioned about distinction, so Krishna mentioned about the five kind of liberation, which is like Salukya, Samipya, and living in planet, having the same opulence. So how it is different if somebody attained the Salukya, means living in the same planet, and somebody getting a personal association? So is there any distinction between these four liberation styles?
Four kinds of Vaishnava liberation. That's Sarupya, Samipya, Sarshti, and what's the other one? Sarupya. One could have Sarupya, the same or very similar form to Lord Vishnu, but not associated with him that much, just like the gatekeepers. One can live on the same planet as him, but one may not have Sarupya, one may have another form, like a tree. So there are differences. They're not necessarily all the same. You can have all of them also. You can have all four. So that was nothing to do with the class, but anyway.
Thank you.
Nothing directly to do with the class. Usually.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful class in Bengali as well as in English. My question is...
Do you understand Bengali?
Yes, I am Bengali.
Okay,
sure. I am Bengali, but I am not Bengali also, as you said. It's a bodily
identification. It's become almost like a ritual to say thank you for the wonderful class. It was nice when it was new, but it's become almost a ritual. I think we should stop it for some time. And then stop saying this, because like I say, it's become a ritual. And then when you actually feel that the class is something very special, then you can say so. Of course, it's always, if it's Krishna Katha, it should be something wonderful. But anyway, sorry, go on.
Okay, my question is, Maharaj, you stayed in Bengal for a long time. I'm asking this question on behalf of all Bengalis, those who are gathered over here. My question in Bengali. Okay. Now the group is asking me to ask you in Bengali. Our question is that we are Bengali, Hare Krishna. But the actual word is Krishna. So name potential, potential. We are losing.
Sheta Hridaya Bhapana. নাকি আমরা কি যদি আমরা হরি কৃষ্ণ বলি কি আমার ওই দেহ রক্ষা করার সময় কি ওই বৈকুণ্ঠের দ্বার বন্ধ থাকবে? তুমি ঠিক মতো কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলিনি তো যাও না, কেউ সেরকম বলবে নাকি? বাঙালিদের মধ্যে বেঙ্গালিদের জন্য সেটা স্বাভাবিক সেভাবে হরি কৃষ্ণ বলা, কিন্তু অবাঙ্গালিদের সেই রকম নকল কর মনে হয় সেটা ঠিক না, কিন্তু অত খারাপ না। আমি জানি অনেকে হরি কৃষ্ণ সেই রকম বলে হরি কৃষ্ণ, কিন্তু আমার মত হচ্ছে যে সেটা কোনো বড় ব্যাপার না। চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু বাংলায় উচ্চারণ করেন তো তার উচ্চারণে তো কৃষ্ণ হবে না, তো আমরা কি চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুকে দোষারোপ করি? নিমাই তুই ঠিক মতো ভগবানের নাম বলছিস না নাকি? সেটা আমার অনুমত হতে পারে, কিন্তু যেহেতু আপনি আমাকে জিজ্ঞেস করেন সেই জন্য এই উত্তর আমি দিচ্ছি।
হরে কৃষ্ণ মহারাজ।
হরে কৃষ্ণ।
হরে কৃষ্ণ।
How do you, so Krishna, love for Krishna is, resides dormant among everyone, but how do you, as a head of a family, help in awakening that love in among people who care about?
Love of Krishna lies dormant in everyone. How do you help to revive that in people you care about in family life? Well, that love of Krishna is dormant in everyone is stated in a famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the method of revival of that Krishna consciousness is also stated in the same verse. The verse is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Shadha Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kareyodam. That love of Krishna is dormant in everyone, and it is to be revived by the process of sadhana, beginning with hearing about Krishna. So if you want to benefit your family members, then engage in Krishna bhakti sadhana with them, hearing and chanting about Krishna. There's a very nice description of this in Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. Do you have a copy there? The last verse of chapter 11 in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes about this. You'll find so many treasures of instruction in here. Now where is that? Well, there are so many things for people in, apart from being in family life and being Krishna conscious. Here's a nice section for people in the secular world, as we can say. one may be engaged in various, this is from the purport to Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 11, text 55, and then other. One may be engaged in various activities, but one should not be attached to the result of his work. The result should be done only for him, for Krishna. For example, one may be engaged in business, but to transform that activity into Krishna consciousness, one has to do business for Krishna. If Krishna is the proprietor of the business, then Krishna should enjoy the profit of the business. if the businessman is in possession of thousands and thousands of dollars, and if he has to offer all this to Krishna, he can do it. This is work for Krishna. Instead of constructing a big building for his sense gratification, he can construct a nice temple for Krishna, and he can install the deity of Krishna and arrange for the deity's service as is outlined in the authorized books of devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain that. Now I'm looking for that that section where Srila Prabhupada writes that one can sit down with one's family members. Where is that? Where is that exactly? Well, I can't find it now exactly, but there's a very nice section in which Srila Prabhupada writes that one can sit down at home with one's family members and chant Hare Krishna. And with the family members, you can sit down at home and chant Hare Krishna. And in this way, you can be fully Krishna conscious. And if I look a little more, I might find it. But I'm not finding it just now. All right. So you can sit at home with your family members and chant Hare Krishna, read all these books. Out with the TV, in with the Srimad Bhagavatam. As my mother used to say, a family that prays together stays together. So that's nice, you can all come together and chant Hare Krishna and do arati and read from Prabhupada's books. That way you can benefit your family members. If you want to find that, look for that at the end of the 11th chapter. There's a section. I guess we'll move on to another question now. Where Srila Prabhupada writes, that one can with one's family members. At home. No, it's not. Okay, anything else?
Hare Krishna. I had a question on this. Hello?
Well, you can ask in either language. More will understand if it's in English. This was advertised as a Bengali language. I don't know. When did you come? I spoke in Bengali for about 15 minutes at the beginning.
Yeah, I was from the...
You were there.
So,
fulfill what I was supposed to do in this evening.
So, before chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we are often told that we should chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Vasudanda. And recently I was reading in purport in one of, I think, Adi Leela, I don't remember which book, where it was being explained that when you chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, that mantra, at that time you are actually praying to the God Himself and all of the selves of God as well as the energies of God.
All of the selves?
Selves, like, you know, like for example, they were saying that Advaita represents both Mahavishnu as well as Sadasi. And Prabhu Nityananda.
All the forms of
all
Krishna.
All the forms of the Krishna.
Yeah.
And so Could you please explain?
Oh, all the tattvas, panchatattva.
Yes, all the panchatattva.
We are reading the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first few chapters in Chaitanya Charitamrita are probably the most difficult philosophy in all of Prabhupada's books. Well, the panchatattva that's described in one verse in the Mangalacha, beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa surupakam bhakta avataram bhakta akyam namami bhakta shaktikam. So this summarizes that the panchatattva, the five, I don't know if there's any word we can say tattva to translate but into English, but the five features, that's how Prabhupada translated, Lord Chaitanya and five features, that was the name of that chapter 7 of the Adi Lila. So five features are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. And then there are the Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam, so there's Krishna. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a devotee. Bhakta Rupa, Swarupakam, he has appeared in the form of Jivat. Bhakta Avatar and Bhakta Akya means the Supreme Lord in other forms. There's, in Bengali, in describing this, it's stated Ek Mahaprabhu Ar Prabhu Duijan Dui Prabhu Shaiva Mahaprabhu Chara means this. Advaita Acharya and Nityananda, they are Prabhu and Chaitanya. They're both Bhagavan, but they both serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they're different and non-different from him. So there's the Supreme Lord as a devotee. There is Nityananda, who is Bhagavan. Advaita, who's also Bhagavan in a different role. Then Bhakta Shakti is Gadadha, he's Radharani in the form of Gadadha. And then Srivas, he represents all the jivas who are serving Bhagavan. So these are the five tattvas, pancha tattva. When we say pancha tattva, they all represent, or there's no real English word which properly describes it, but they all manifest, you could say, manifest different aspects of the ultimate truth. It's a complex subject. Let's say it's a technical subject. It's a technical description. But they are also important. Otherwise they wouldn't be described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's important for us to understand all of this also. Anything else? If not, we can just... Did you find that? Yeah. Which verse is it, Prabhupada?
I think it's maybe chapter 13, verses 8 to 12.
Prabhupada. Oh, that's where it is. That's right. Yeah. Amane Bhamatam Vedvam. Do you want to read that then?
Yeah. I'll start from the beginning and it builds.
No, read that section about one considered home and chant Hare Krishna with the family members. That is a very long Prabhupada, otherwise.
Yeah. So, one need only chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, accepts the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna, have some discussion on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and engage oneself in deity worship. These four things will make one happy. One should train the member of his family in this way. The family members can sit down morning and evening and chant together Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If one can mold his family life in this way to develop Krishna consciousness, following these four principles, then there is no need to change from family life to renounced life. But if it is not congenial, not favorable for spiritual advancement, then family life should be abandoned. One must sacrifice everything to realize or serve Krishna, just as Arjuna did.
Okay, I think that's the essence, these four things. One can engage one's family members. What are those four things? Chanting, prasadam, discussing spiritual literature and worshipping the deity. So you can engage your family members in that.
I have a question. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam tathai bhajamyaham, mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvasha. Is he not very democratic there? By which what I mean is that he is saying that you can adore or worship deities in other forms as well as me. How do you comment?
Well, Krishna says that as they prapadyante, which means as they submit themselves to me, in the same way I reciprocate with them. So he says you can do all different kinds of things, but Krishna says I will reciprocate accordingly. And we find throughout the Gita that Krishna establishes that although you can do various things, there are different results from different kinds of approaches. What is that? Yepi anya devata bhakta yajante shratayam vita tepi mam eva kaunteya yajantya viti purvakam. Krishna says that those who worship other gods, they're meant for worshipping me, that's all meant for me, but he says it's done in an improper way. He also says, Yanti deva vrata devan, pitrin yanti pitri vrataha, bhutani yanti puteja, madhyajino pi yanti ma. Those who worship demigods, they go to the demigods. Those who worship the pitris, the forefathers, they go to the pitris. Those who worship ghosts, they become ghosts. Those who worship me come to me. So there is a difference. Krishna reciprocates with everyone according to how they approach it. That means there is a difference. It's not, he doesn't give the same result to everyone for everything they do. It's very important to understand that difference. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, achintyabhidabhid. We should understand the sameness of everything and the difference, both. If we only understand one side, it's incomplete. So we are certainly, in one sense, everyone is within Krishna. Everyone is interacting with Krishna. But there is a difference. There's a difference between Arjuna and Duryodhana. We can see Krishna reciprocated with them differently. He offered them, before the battle, Krishna offered both Arjuna and Duryodhana, he gave them the same opportunity. Krishna said, you can either take my army or you can take me. But if you take me, I won't fight. Mm-hmm. And Arjuna was very happy to take Krishna, and Duryodhana was very happy to take the army. He gave them both the same opportunity. But they got a different result. So in that sense, you could say Krishna is very democratic. He gives equal opportunity to everyone. But it's up to us to use or misuse that opportunity. And as we do so, then we get the result. It's not that everything's all the same. Whatever we do, we get the same result. If that had been so, then there would have been no need to speak Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Gitopadesha. It's instruction. If everything's all the same, then there's no need of instruction. There's a famous modern Bengali saying. Modern means not in the 21st century, but in the Vedic understanding, time is much longer than we understand. We understand from the Western historiographical perspective. So there's a saying, Jato Mot Toto Pot. Every Bengali's heard of this, at least the Hindus, probably the Muslims also, and the Christians and whatever, and the Gnostics. That's a new addition to Bengali society. Buddhists are there also in Bangladesh, Bengali Buddhists. So, Jato Mot Toto Pot, the idea is there that all paths are the same. Whatever opinion you have, there are that many paths and it's all the same. But this doesn't make any sense, even materially, and what to speak spiritually. If you want to go to Seattle, then you have to drive north, not south. Right? If you want to go to New York, don't drive west. I mean, if you drive west from here far enough, then you'll end up in the Pacific Ocean. Well, so it's not all the same. It's not all the same. We can't say that worshipping Krishna in pure love and with pure surrender is the same as just doing so in a neglectful way. Or even for that matter, which is also very popular in Bengal, Jekani Bengali, Shekani Kalibari. But there is a difference between the worship of Kali by killing animals and worshipping Krishna by offering padram pushpam phalam tayam, fruit, flower, leaf and water. Worship of Krishna in the higher stage is fully transcendental, but even in terms of sattva-gun, rajagun and tamagun, offering to Krishna fruit, flower, leaf and water is sattvic, whereas killing animals is tamasic. So there is a difference. And I'm not just saying that as an opinion, but that's also there in Shastra, that the worship of the, that's stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, that the worship of the Ghora Rupa, the terrible forms, that is for, and that's actually tamasic. So there is a difference. It's not all the same.
But that relegates religion to the kitchen. You know,
Well, religion is in the kitchen. It should be everywhere. If religion's only in the temple, then it's not religion. If religion is not your life, then it's... Well, then you could say it's religion. I have my religion, I have my job, I have my family, I have my wife, I have my girlfriend on the side, and yeah, I also have my religion. But that's not religion in the full sense of the term.
I agree with you.
You may agree or not agree, but it's not Jato Mot Toto Pot. It's not all the same.
The saint who said that did not mean how you interpreted it. Mm-hmm. The goal is the same, that's what he meant.
Whatever he meant, it's not the teaching of Shastra and it doesn't make any sense. Excuse me, but it's a fact.
I end with my respects to you. Mm-hmm. Not agree.
You don't agree. So then you see, your opinion is different to me. You're proved by yourself. If you don't agree with me, then you've proved that Jato Mot Toto Pot is not true.
You can twist it, of course, what I said.
Twist or not twist, you disagree, but you should agree. If you say all the opinions are the same, then you should agree with me. And my opinion is that all opinions are not the same. So you're caught.
Hmm? I'm telling him maybe Prabhuji can agree to disagree.
Yes, yes.
But I don't agree then. Yes, a logical statement. It's something like saying never say never.
Yeah.
There are many things, logical fallacies, like saying, this statement is false. Think about it. This statement is false. Is that statement true? If it's true, then either way, it can't work. So jatama tatapat, it's like that. It's a logical fallacy. And your disagreeing with it proves the point.
Convolute the argument, that doesn't make the argument false.
Well, actually, simply argument won't get us anywhere.
Right.
Ultimately. I mean, argument can be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also argued on the basis of Shastra. Jatamat Tatapat is not from Shastra. The ultimate teaching of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvadhaman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. You surrender to me only. Take shelter of me only. So that automatically disqualifies jatamat. I mean, jatamat tatapat is opposite to sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja. I've had this you can imagine, if I know Bengali the way I know it, and I know Bengalis the way I know them, you can imagine I've had this discussion how many times? Jotomot, kotomot ache, onekmot. Onek onek mot ache. To ami onek onek bar ei rokom koto bolechi. Ebong ki siddhanta ache. Siddhanta we have to take for Krishna. That's all. There has to be an authority. Otherwise everyone will say, okay, all the paths are the same. So then all the opinions are the same. So jatamat tatapat, literally, as many opinions, that many paths. So what about Hitler's opinion? What do you think about that? Was that a very good path? I don't think so. Here in California, how many years ago that was? About 40 to 50 years ago, there was, well, he's still there in prison in California, Charles Manson. He was in California, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Where? In California, do you remember?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, was it?
Yes.
So he had some kind of a cult in which he killed me. So should we accept that? I think at the best we can say that it's very imprecise and likely to be misleading.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, that's already one question.
Two questions. you know, to when you say you must sacrifice everything to know Krishna, would you elaborate? So, for example, we've had several talks on the you're sacrificing everything as opposed to people holding, you know, having money and holding on to that. But when you say sacrifice everything, can you elaborate more specifically and more in detail on how?
What does it mean to sacrifice everything for Krishna?
Right. So if you already have narrowed things down, like, you know, for family obligations.
Family obligations.
No longer an issue. Narrowing everything down.
Yeah, that's a very big topic. That's another whole series of lectures in itself. The first thing we have to understand, if we're going to talk about sacrificing and giving up everything for Krishna, is that we don't own anything anyway.
Right.
So it's not really so much as sacrificing everything for Krishna, as realizing that anyway, everything is Krishna's. And whatever he gives me, I have to engage in his service. So it's more a sense of giving up the sense of proprietorship.
Ownership.
Yeah, ownership. And if we say I'm going to give up everything, then we're going to give up breathing. We can't. If we say I give up everything, that means that we think we own something. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a man who walks into a bank, a beggar who walks into a bank and announces to everyone, "Ladies and gentlemen, I hereby announce to you that I renounce all the money in this bank." But he doesn't own it anyway. So it's the idea of giving up everything when you don't own anything is another kind of pagalami, madness. Pagalta in Hindi. Unmattata is one word in Sanskrit. Madness. So it's a sense of giving up, sense of proprietorship. Devotees here in this temple are very much appreciative of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You also said to Prabhupada once, Guru Das Prabhu, that my favorite author is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Prabhupada corrected you and said your second favorite author, isn't it? Yeah. I remember that.
No, I said that Prabhupada was my favorite author.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When in my heart, I like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's poetic writing because it was Victorian, it was poetic, it was epic. Prabhupada's writings also, but they're also very instructive. So we were on a morning walk, and I said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is my second favorite author. As usual, Prabhupada read my mind and said, "Second." And I said, "No, he's my first favorite author. You're my second." He said, "If I had 1/10 of the of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I would be a great devotee."
That was Prabhupada's tremendous humility. Is it tomorrow we're speaking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or day after?
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. So, I actually learned Bengali first of all. Well, I became quite fluent in Bengali when I went to Bangladesh and I was traveling in the villages. And around me, the only language that people spoke was Bengali. So it's a good way to learn it quickly. I mean, they spoke all kinds of dialects and Gramin Katha, Gramin Bhasha. But anyway, I had to learn it quickly. But I started to learn it when I was in West Bengal. It actually happened one morning when we were singing the Tulsi Arti Kirtan, and I realized I understood everything. I'd been living in West Bengal for some time, and I hadn't really studied Bengali, but I could understand. So I thought, why don't I? These songs are so beautiful. If I learn Bengali, I'll have access to all of this. So my first motive for learning Bengali was not to talk with all of you, actually. But that came. But these songs are so beautiful. And Hriday Sparsha, they touch the heart. So in regard to this giving up everything, I'm going to read a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which I there are two books I carry with me everywhere. One is Gita and another is Bengali songbook. So this is food for the soul. Here's a song about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Amara bolite Prabhu ar kichu nai. Tumi amar matro pita bandhu bhai. Those who are Bengalis can just love this. Just speaks to the heart. So this Amar, the sense of thinking, mine. So, I will no longer, O Prabhu, O God, O Krishna, I won't say anymore that anything is mine. You are my only father, friend, and brother. Bondhu, Dara, Shuta, Shuta, Tava, Dashi, Dash. So he's family, he's living with his family. And he says, my friends, my wife, my sons and daughters, they're all your maidservants and servants. Dasi, female and male servants. Shito shambande shabe amar prayash. So I endeavor, my relationship with them is, how to say this in English, my endeavors for them is in that relation, considering them to be not my family members, but they are your servants. So I endeavor for them. And he goes on to explain. Dhana jana griha. I can't read it, it's too small. I can't read it. Dhana jana griha, is that dara? No. Tomara balia. So my money, my family members, home, wife, they're all yours. Rakha kari ami matro shiva khoya. Yeah, understanding them to be all yours, I protect them, knowing myself to be only a servant. Toma kaje tare uparjibodhan. I will, for your work only, I will earn money. Now, not for my family. I'm earning money, why? Because all my family members are your devotees. Therefore, I'm earning money to protect and maintain them. Tomara shangshare be koribo bohon. So I accept the responsibility of spending for your family, not my family. That's his way of thinking. And he goes on. Bhalo manda nahi jani shiva matra kari. I don't consider what's good and bad. I'm just doing service. And whatever happens, well, it's up to you, as he says. Tomara shamsare ami. What is that? Bishoy prahari. Yeah, I'm simply protecting everything that's in your home and family. It's all yours. Tomar ichai mo indriya chalana. Shravan darshan ghran bhojan bhashana. So all my senses, they operate according to your desire. So whatever I hear, I see, I smell, I eat, and I desire, that's all just, it's all operating under you. Nija shuka lagi kichu nahi kari ta, nahi kari ar. Bhakati vin oda bale tava shuka sha. So, I no longer do anything for my own happiness. Your Krishna, your Bhaktivinoda says that your happiness is the essence. So, there you go. That's the essence. This song comes in the collection of songs called Sharanagati, which in a series of songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he expresses all the items of how we surrender to Krishna. What is the meaning of giving everything to Krishna? He expresses in his songs.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So there were four things there, right? As Srila Prabhupada said, chanting, discussing, worshipping deity, those three up there, and there's also honoring prasadam. So I think we can move on to that now. Make the program complete. You want to announce something?
There are text messages coming as questions. Maybe we can take it next program.
How many are there?
At least one is there.
Oh, at least one. That means two or more. He said, no, it means one or more.
One or more is there, yeah.
Okay, so it's question.
Question.
Okay, so this is on the internet.
Yes.
I didn't know. Maybe I should have been more careful. You never know. When it's in the room, we presume they're all more or less with us. But it's on the internet. could get caught. It's dangerous. Okay, go ahead.
So Gandharvika Mataji is asking question. So I'm not reading her appreciation of the class, but going to the question. Towards the end of the class, you
Do you know who this is?
Gandharvika Mataji, yeah,
she's one of the local community here.
Yes, very active part of her congregation. Towards the end of the class, you mentioned that everything is joyfully performed in Krishna consciousness. But after the initial beginner's bliss stage, it feels very
difficult.
This is a
frequently asked question. At the initial bliss stage, go on.
It feels very difficult and bitter.
Bitter? I never thought Krishna consciousness to be bitter. Difficult maybe, but bitter? How can that be? Well, in Vedic cuisine, there are six tastes. One is bitter, that's also joyful. Shukta shakadi bhaji nalita krishman. Shukta is the first one, means bitter vegetables come first.
She continues, we are explained that it is because of offenses, but it feels so painful to get cleansed. How do we remain joyful even during the cleansing period?
Well, my understanding is that in the beginning, when we take to Krishna consciousness, it's not really the beginning, it's the beginning in this life, is that Krishna gives us a special blast of mercy to get us there. But then we have to work to overcome all our anarthas, or material attachments. That may be difficult. It's difficult to give up attachments. We have material attachments. May feel difficult. But it's not that, I mean, it's not so very difficult that it becomes painful. It shouldn't be. I think we're not following the process properly if it becomes painful. It becomes more, we feel it like a drudgery or a pain. Difficulty will be there, but it should. If we're following the process, then we should be happy in Krishna consciousness. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. If we're on the spiritual platform, we should be happy. It may be, and I often see this, that devotees are so busy doing things like buying things for Krishna, doing different services in the temple. You told me that also. Going to meetings and organizing this and organizing that, that we may minimize the basic hearing and chanting about Krishna. So then we forget why we're doing what we're doing, and then local petty politics may come in also, because we're not in contact with the core activities. So if we're not feeling Krishna consciousness to be blissful, then we're not in Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is blissful. There will be difficulties and there will be tests, there's no doubt about that, but it's not mundane, because in difficulty we call out to Krishna, Krishna, please help me. And so we become closer to Krishna. We find, although there have been Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda, unlimited Vaishnavas in the world, those who are especially described in Shastra are mostly those who went through many difficulties and stuck with Krishna. There are so many examples, the Pandavas, Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad, Banglai Bala Hoi Koshtana Korle, Keshto Milibena. If you don't take trouble, you can't reach Krishna. But that's bliss. There's another song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What does he say? Tomar Shaivai Durkhoi Jata Sheito Paramashuk. Whatever difficulty is there in Krishna's service, I take that as the highest happiness. So it may not. To blame it on offenses, that might be true, but I think in many cases it's going to be just we're not applying ourselves properly to the process. There is also described in Upadeshamrita that one thing that destroys bhakti is prayas. Now, prayas means endeavor. Certainly we have to endeavor in devotional service, but that has to be intelligently executed. If we're running around here and there doing this for the temple and that for the temple, but we're not engaging in hearing and chanting about Krishna, then we're going to forget why we're doing it. And then it'll feel like a burden to us. The mother doesn't feel the child changing the diapers is a burden. Maybe in modern America they do, but traditionally mothers, they have unlimited tolerance of their children because they love them. It's not exactly the same as pure love for Krishna, but we can understand that if there is love, then you would, any difficulty is not, you don't feel it as difficult.
So the difficulties are coming from Krishna as a gift.
Yes, that's very good.
So
thank you. Yes.
Why would you cry out to Krishna for help?
Yeah, a devotee sees difficulties as given by Krishna to help to purify me, but then we call to Krishna for help. Who else are we going to call to?
But the difficulties are his gift.
They are, so yes. So we say, thank you, Krishna, for sending me these difficulties. Now deliver me from them.
Okay. So it's all right to ask
that. It's help. Right. That's right there in Kunti's prayers. Okay. Have you read that?
Yes.
Queen Kunti's prayers? That's, what is that? No, I'm thinking of the verse before that. Mahagne Purushada Darshanat. How does that verse begin? Purushada Darshanat Satsapa. I'm just forgetting the first word. Vishagne Purushada Darshanat Satsapa Vanavasa Kritchuta. Mrite Mrite Nekra Maharata Ashtrato. Brahmashtratas. Te Hare Virakshita. First word I'm not remembering. So, still trying to remember it. Anyway, she enumerated some of the many difficulties that she and her sons have been through throughout their life. Vishan Mahalne, that's the word. First of all, Bhima was poisoned in an endeavor to kill him. Then there was a plot to burn all the brothers to death and Kunti along with them. Vishan Mahalne. Then we had to meet with rakshasas, man-eaters, Udimba, Purushada Darsha. Then this terrible, traumatic experience of having their kingdom robbed in the gambling match and Draupadi insulted. And we had to undergo the difficulties of living in the forest, although they were kings and humiliated, then the great battle, and then after the battle, Ashwatthama tried to destroy the last remnant of the Kaurava race by sending his Brahmashtra. But Krishna, she said, you have protected us from all of these things. Then, Vipadasantu Tashashva Tatra Tatra Jagadguru Bhavato Darshanam Yatsya Apuna Bhavra Darshanam. Then she says that you please give us more and more difficulties. It's a very unusual prayer. If anyone can dare to pray like this sincerely, then they can be a pure devotee of Krishna very quickly. So give us more, let there be more and more difficulties, because when there are difficulties, we remember you. And if we remember you, that means there's no more birth and death. That's the greatest difficulty. So we understand that they're sent by Krishna so we can remember Krishna. Krishna protect us. Devotee also thinks another outlook is that, well, actually, this difficulty, I'm very sinful. But Krishna's just minimized. Actually, I deserve much more. People say, oh, I need so many difficulties. Why doesn't God like me? Maybe they think, well, actually, A devotee's attitude is that, well, actually I deserve much more, but I'm just getting a little sample of what is there. I'm just getting a little sample. Hare Krishna. Many people come to me and tell me, I have one problem. My standard reply to that is that you're very lucky, most people have many problems. And then I tell them that whatever your problem is, it could be much worse. And whatever the problem is, there are many people in the world who have much worse problems than you. So we can consider that. The real problem is forgetting Krishna. So we have to remember Krishna. And we tend to remember Krishna more in difficulty. I can cite something from my own life. Once I, 1977, it must have been August around, no, September 77, I had an abscess on my arm, which if anyone's had an abscess, they know it's extremely painful. So it was at the time when it had to be cut. You know what an abscess is? You all know what an abscess is? It's an internal boil. Fora. Bangla fora. Kintu bitare fora ja hoy ki bole sheta ami jani na. Fora ami jani. Sheta shadra. Kintu abscess oto shadra. So it's forming inside. And so everything swells up, but it's not just like a boil where it's on the outside. It's very, very painful. So it was time to get it cut, and nowadays our movement has, in most places, sufficient funds, and we'll go to some good doctor. Oh, nowadays the doctors in India mostly, they'll treat us free and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, I was in Delhi, and I walked to the nearest government hospital, and there I had the abscess incised and all the pus taken out without an anesthetic. And I literally almost passed out. There was all, my head was spinning, and they were all, it went dark, and there were all stars in front of me. And when I was walking back, I was still, I was almost passing out all the way back. And they didn't use any anesthetic, they didn't use any antiseptic, and there were all flies all over the place. There was this pile of filthy, bloody bandages in one corner with all flies. It was horrible. So as I was walking back, I thought that, well, this is horrible, this is extremely painful, but this kind of thing many people are experiencing, and I'm at the present time, and worse. And I must have had this in life after life after life. And if I go on getting birth after birth, I'm going to get this and worse again and again. I'd better get serious about Krishna consciousness. It's a good incentive. The real incentive should be love of Krishna. But unfortunately, most of us are not on that platform. But it's a good incentive. And Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita about the miseries of material life and how we should get free from that. That's not the highest platform, but for us, it's a good start. So Krishna's mercy can come in very painful ways. Who is there in this world who has not experienced pain? Apart from physical pain, the emotional pain is actually much, much worse. The pain of that we have to undergo, of loved ones dying, of loved ones or people who we thought they loved us, they cheat us. That's extremely painful. So this world is full of pain. It's a good start on our path of self-realization. Please.
Prabhupada's analogy is when the mother chastises the child, who does the child go to for protection?
Oh, very nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The children clasping the mother's knees, for protection from the very person that chastised.
Right, right, right. There's actually a verse in Shastra, I can't remember, is that from Padavali, I believe it is, which says, is it Padavali or Mukundamala? One of these devotional, highly, there's some certain works which are just dripping with devotional sentiments. Padavali, Mukundamala, Stotra Ratna, these are some of them. So there's a verse like that, that even if the mother chastises the child, who else has the child got to go for shelter? The child doesn't know anyone else. She can't go. So then the mother becomes less angry and again embraces the child. So that's a very beautiful analogy, isn't it? We don't know anyone but Krishna. So even if there's difficulty, we don't say, oh, I don't believe in any God. No. Or this Krishna's giving me so many problems. Okay, I'm going to worship Sai Baba. Devotee can't imagine going to anyone else. There's another Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So much, everything, all the teachings are there. Nijja karma guna doshe jay jay janma pai janme janme jeno thava thava guna gai. A matro pratana ama comes before. That in every, whatever kind of birth I get, according to my good and bad activities, I simply pray, e matro amar asha jena tava nama gunagai, that I simply desire that I will, whatever birth I get, whatever it is, high, low, whatever, that I simply pray that I will glorify your qualities, praying to Krishna. E matro amar asha toma charane. So many beautiful things. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.